Absolve me, my fathers. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. As Abuna said, I am a son of the church here. I'm very proud every single day of my life that I got to grow up here at St. Mary. And I brag about it everywhere, by the way. This is what I flex all the time. I'm from St. Mary. That's my home. Anything good that I do is because I'm from St. Mary. I'm just kidding. That's definitely, God bless the service always and bless our fathers. And I come to learn. I don't come to teach. And every time I come, I learn something new. The topic that I was asked to speak about was watchfulness or guarding our heart. So that's why it's called Guard Your Heart. I did not create this image. This was ChatGPT, just so that I don't get sued. But it's very beautiful. I prepared the sermon and then I told it, hey, give me an image that's a good cover photo for the sermon that I gave you. And this is what I created. So guarding our heart, something that's very important for us to understand what it means. If we walk in this world without understanding what it means to be watchful or to guard our hearts, it's done. We're cooked. It's finished. So we're going to talk about that. And the three key verses that we're going to speak about today, or the theme kiddo that I want you to have in your mind with this sermon is, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. This is in Proverbs 4:23. And in the New Testament, there's two verses. Luke 6:45, which is for out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. And then Matthew 12:35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. But what does this mean? It means that everything starts with the heart. Everything starts with the heart. Sometimes in our life, as we kind of live our life towards how do we get better, or even when we go confess, or something like that, what do we focus on? Like if I say something I'm not supposed to, I need to stop saying this, or I need to stop doing that. I need to control my anger, and I need to stop gossiping, for example, or I need to be more obedient. We focus on correcting the action, right? It's always the focus on the action. This is what I'm doing wrong, and this is what I have to correct. But actually, Jesus wants us to think in a deeper way, wants us to understand in a deeper way. He wants us to remember that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, which means what? My words reveal my heart. My reactions reveal my heart. My habits reveal my heart. And my attitude as well reveals my heart. Sometimes I don't have to say a single thing, but how my attitude is reflects where my heart is. What does a healthy heart look like? I know that Utsak had a cardiology background. Please forgive me. This is my high school knowledge. What does a healthy physical heart look like? It has a healthy resting heart rate, right? So the heart rate while we are at rest should be in the healthy interval, which is usually lower. Healthy unclogged arteries, good circulation, ability to handle increased demand. When we hear something تحرق الدم, I feel like the joke قبل كده قلبي, right? This is not an indication of healthy heart, although it's unavoidable sometimes, right? Ability to recover after stress. This is when we talk about the heart as an organ, this is what the indicators of a healthy heart, physical heart looks like. But what about a spiritually healthy heart? A spiritually healthy heart has rest. Not that nothing bad happens, but underneath everything, there's peace. Underneath everything, there's peace. I can be busy without being internally chaotic. I can disagree without becoming hateful. I can be hurt without becoming bitter. I can hear criticism without collapsing. I can lose control of a situation without losing control of myself. In Colossians 3, verse 15, it says what? Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. This next section is called healthy arteries, right? Usually whenever we talk about a healthy heart, one of the most popular items is the healthy arteries. So what is clogging my heart? What is clogging my heart? You know, sometimes we have this attitude that could it have really been that one video that I came across that's the problem? That one angry reaction? That one conversation? Could it just one thing be the problem? It's not about that one occurrence, but rather it's about what I repeatedly allow myself to accumulate. Little things accumulate and become a big problem. Matthew 12:35, right? That's one of the verses we said we're going to focus on. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, right? Notice the words, treasure. Treasure. Your heart is storing something. Everybody has something stored in their heart. What am I storing in my heart? That's the question. So let's talk about some things that are common, kida, eh? Any common things that clog our hearts. And then we're going to talk about the practical way of knowing how to indicate the health of my heart and to guard my heart. There can be personal habits that can clog the heart. Here are two. When I say personal habits, I mean things that don't involve communication with others. These are things that I, kida, find myself doing by myself. Unfortunately, both involve this little demon that's in our pocket. You know this? The biggest karsa that exists today, this phone. Two things, and the youth are very familiar with these two things in Mafrudia. Brain rot and doom scrolling. And no, brain rot not in the sense of like Italian brain rot or any of this stuff, no. The idea of brain rot, meaning the constant meaningless stimulation. The short videos, the memes, the notifications, the lack of being able to sit quietly rots our brain away. Our brains become kida, trained to demand stimulation. I cannot sit without having the need to check my phone. Try kida this exercise, try to sit anywhere for a few minutes without anything. Hatlauha kida, it's a habit without controlling. And then I will pull out my phone. Hatta lo mafish haga. Yeah, and even if I'm, and by the way, this is something, I need somebody to explain this to me. Most of the kids are on D&D, do not disturb. But they still pull up their phone and see if there's notifications. طب إيه الفكرة أنا أعمل حد؟ حد بيفهمني معلش. Right? But this habit, I sit down, I have to pull out my phone. It's an indication of brain rot. And it's something that can clog my heart. Why? Because with these endless stimulations on the phone, something is bound to come and clog my arteries, my spiritual arteries. Doom scrolling. You guys familiar with the term doom scrolling? I find دلوقتي on every social media app and even on YouTube, there's the reels, the shorts or the reels, huh? And scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And it's called doom scrolling because it tricks you and it makes you doomed. In what sense? I have a few minutes. These videos are only 30 seconds long. A few videos, we're talking about 5 minutes. And guess what? We find ourselves scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. You know that these companies have departments that are designed, they hire people, pay them a lot of money, and their whole purpose is how do I get the users to stay on there as long as possible? So you're not dealing with something random. That's why it's called doom scrolling. You open your phone for 5 minutes, 30 minutes later, you're still scrolling, consuming all kinds of things. We are about the things that are available online today. Everything from politics to arguments to tragedies, comparisons, outrage, حاجات كتير قوي, right? Pointless videos. That لدرجة إن النهاردة there is reels that comment on other reels. Without saying any famous names, علشان أي حاجة. Even in Egypt, right? Somebody that releases a reel and somebody, their whole channel is about commenting, filming himself or herself, commenting on these reels. We are waiting for this person. These are the things that we are in front of. And the time keeps going and going and going, and I start to become dependent on these things to the point that these things become my stress reliever. What? These things become, kid, that when I'm upset, this is what I go to. Allah? How? What happened to the Psalms? What happened to the days, kid, when our parents used to take a little paper in the morning and write a little verse, and you put this verse in your pocket? And I fakir kid, when I was younger, I was not the best student. My parents were very, my parents liom akalil. Can it mama tahat a little verse kid in our pocket, fakana rabb ma Yusuf, and then she would change the name Yusuf to our names, fakana rajul an-najah. This is like after we have been threatened taban for like 10 hours, law gibt darajat wahsha wa mish arif fi haga. Anyways, but at least when I'm stressed, I know that at school I'm going to pull out this verse and I'm going to remember that as long as I did my part, I'm going to be okay. Taban, this is non-existent anymore. And if I want motivational videos, there's channels for that dilwaqti, sah. كلها حاجات AI كده. Doom scrolling. Personal habits can clog my heart. What I expose myself to matters. Social habits can clog the heart. These two things are very, very common كده in our society, especially in our community. Curiosity about other people's business. Everybody عايز يعرف everything that's happening. And you actually see, again, that even on social media, there is platforms that just comment. You have people that film their life to feed other people's curiosity. And in our social life, kida, we always want to know what's going on. I feel like if I have more information, أنا كده برنس. I know everything. أنا عارف اللي فيها. أنا, if you want to know anything هنا, come to me and I'll tell you. Of course I know, أنت فكر إيه؟ ده أنا جامد أوي connections. No, this is خيبة. Curiosity about other people's business. What does this do? Not every piece of information is something I need to know. Sometimes we disguise gossip as concern. And gossip is the next point actually. But this point about being curious about other people's business. As soon as I hear that something happened, أنا what happened? I wonder what happened. يا لهوي بقى if I don't have the complete picture. ده هريف نفسي until I find out. Did you hear? Did you hear this like a key for me to drop everything I'm doing and try to hear what happened? Why did they do that? We all become kind of detectives. But I wonder why this happened. Why in this event this person was there but this person wasn't? Why was this person late? Why on that day, مش عارف, it can be anything. Tell me just so I understand. Sometimes like I want to know so I can understand. I'm trying to say حاجتين. All I want to know is to understand. I have to ask myself, why does my heart need this information? صح? Gossiping بقى. Unfortunately, sometimes we disguise the word gossip with something else. احنا مش بنسميها gossip, بنسميها ايه? Venting. فضفضة. انا بفضفض. Venting. Venting is healthy. Abuna, you want me to suppress everything in my heart? No. Hajj al kida. But at the same time, gossiping does what? It doesn't only hurt the person I'm discussing, but it does something far more dangerous. You know what it does? It changes me. It changes me. Instead of compassion, I develop a judgment. Instead of covering weakness, I expose it. And like a conversation that has gossip begins with a, did you see what this person did? Did this and this and this and this and this and this. And then you see the next person, تخيل عندك حق. ده مش عارف, the time before it حصل كذا, wow, وانا اللي كنت فاكر نفسي بسيط. صح? For what happens, I start to, instead of covering weakness, I expose it. Instead of compassion, I start to develop judgment. Instead of focusing on praying for somebody who is bothering me, I do what? I analyze them. I become kida an analytical tool. I analyze everybody in front of me. Shana'arif ba, is this person similar? Aslo, when you see something, right? Hatta even like this is the common thing, yeah. That if you got hurt before by someone, you should understand the signs. Mash'arif, kull al-kalam al-habal allahum nasma'at. And then instead of praying for the person, I start to kida analyze everyone in a judgmental way. And every time I let myself do this, the artery gets a little narrower. Very, very dangerous. Jealousy and anger clogs the heart, clogs the arteries. What does jealousy do? It teaches my heart that someone else's blessing takes something away from me. I should have had this opportunity. Why does this person get this opportunity? Why are they better than me? Why were they chosen? They succeeded, they got accepted, they got married, they got promoted, they received attention, they were praised. And instead of thank God, yani for them, something inside says a, why not me? This is a heart problem. Anger. إيه رأيكم في الأنجر؟ Is anger in of itself a sin? Yani when you think of anger, is it a sin or an emotion? What do you think? Anger in of itself is an emotion. What I do with it, this is where the poison comes in. يعني anger, if I have an angry thought, or if I متوتر كده وتنرفز, if I'm able to deal with it properly, خلاص, I've dealt with it, and it passes. But when I deal with it incorrectly, this is where the poison is to my heart. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. أطعت الإبليس مكانا. Today's anger can become tomorrow's resentment, and resentment becomes bitterness, and bitterness eventually becomes part of my personality. And with anger here, by the way, dealing with anger does not mean that I need to suppress it or not talk about it or just yani walk away and then never deal with it. That's not what we're saying. Dealing with it, but in a proper way. When I don't, it clogs the artery. Sometimes family and service reveal heart problems. I want to say something here, as that family and service cause heart problems. Although, yani, almost 5 years into the priesthood, I'm shaif. Alhamdulillah, my heart is healthy. Family and service reveal heart problems. بمعنى, some situations that I get put into really test me to see where I'm at with some things. Like, for example, obedience. إيه رأيكم في الobedience؟ When does obedience really count? When I'm not convinced. Sometimes we think obedience means أنا اقتنعت فهطيع. I'm convinced, so I'm going to obey. No. Obedience really counts when I'm not convinced. Whoever said that obedience has to be, I have to convince the person in order for them to obey. لا. Obedience counts when I'm not convinced. And as I said, sometimes I obey when I agree. That's not really obedience. The heart is tested when I disagree, but can still submit. Obedience reveals whether my heart trusts God or only trusts itself. And sometimes we convince ourselves that we're obedient. Yani we are told something, أقول حاضر من هنا للصبح. And then I just do whatever is in my mind. Sometimes our kids كده حبيبي clean your room, حاضر ماما. Allah, حاضر من أول مرة. And then 2 months later, ما فيش أي. It's not obedience. الموضوع is not about, يعني I know that sometimes we say, when Baba says something, say حاضر. No, it's not just about, what's the follow-up of حاضر? And alhamdulillah, we taught my three-year-old son, يقول حاضر, دلوقتي بقى كل ما كلمه يقول لي بابا وطي صوتك. Thank God, نشكرهم, alhamdulillah. Heart problems بقى. Lack of submission. We say I respect authority until authority makes a decision we don't like. Then suddenly I argue, I manipulate, I gather people to my side, I complain, or find reasons the rule shouldn't apply to me. This happens with our kids, can happen in the service, can happen in many aspects of life. Nana kida yani I trick myself into saying, oh, I'm obedient, I respect the authority. But what happens when something doesn't go my way? This is what I have to ask myself. Sometimes heart problems are not picked up right away, and I think that everything is okay, and I'm just yani panting benhag just because I'm tired, and I ignore that one thing that's going to cause a problem later on and maybe could cause me to have something serious. Double standards and control. We are excellent lawyers when it comes to defending ourselves and excellent judges when examining others. Yani when I lose my temper, for example, and I was stressed. احنا بني ادمين انا بقى انا انسان. Everyone is weak, right? But when somebody else loses their temper, disrespectful. مش عارف ايه, like this person that is not respectful, this person has no limits, this person وهكذا وهكذا, his parents did not know how to raise him, كلام بقى اللي بيقعد يطلع, right? When I make a mistake, everyone makes mistakes. ايه المشكلة؟ جت عليا. But when somebody else makes a mistake, they always do this. بنحب قوي احنا كلمة always, all the time, make an assumption about someone just because of something that happens. Christ calls this إبقى, hypocrisy, ultimately a heart problem. Attachment to control is the same thing. Things have to be done my way. People have to react as I expect. Decisions have to go according to my plan. Situations have to remain predictable according to my كده, own understanding. And then when I lose control, I lose my peace. Maybe my peace was attached to control instead of Christ. Maybe. طيب, what does the heart need بقى? احنا اتكلمنا على حاجات كتيرة, يعني we clogged our hearts enough. Let's talk about كده ايه, what our heart needs. Whenever you go to the doctor and there's a problem كده ايه, يعني we need to improve our heart rate او حاجة زي كده, they always say, hey, you need a cardio. صح؟ كارديو. عارفين الكارديو؟ موضوع اتمشى بعد الاكل. احنا كمصريين بنحب نقول اتمشى بعد الاكل, كل 2 كيلو مكرونه بشاميل وتمشى 15 minutes عادي خالص الدنيا جميل. That's not the cardio we're talking about actual cardio. You don't strengthen your heart by making sure it never works hard. You intentionally make it work hard. You run, you cycle, you do cardio. Over time the heart becomes a stronger. So far انا medically correct كده يا ابونا ولا ايه البنينان؟ Am I medically correct so far? Alhamdulillah. sometimes, kida spiritually, God will allow our heart rate to increase through certain things. And we sometimes assume that these things is because God hates me, or what did I do wrong? But actually, when I think about it properly and understand it properly, God allows for these things for me to make sure that my heart is healthy so I can always be guarding my heart. Such as tribulations. Tribulations. When we go through tribulations, how do I take it? Do I take it that it's something that is allowed for me, for my heart to get stronger? Or do I think of it, like I said a minute ago, that God يعني, is picking on me, or God is not fair? Disappointments. Sometimes things don't go my way. Rejection. Even failure. Difficult relationships. Loss. This is a difficult one sometimes to wrap our minds around. Loss. With all its capacity, it could be losing a loved one. It could be losing something that I really care about. Losing my status, my financial status, losing my job. How do I take loss? Waiting. When I've been waiting so long for an answer, and I say, is God listening? Of course God is listening. Sometimes he allows for this waiting period for me to strengthen my heart. Unmet plans that don't go my way. We usually pray, God, make this stop, but sometimes God is doing something deeper. He's training our heart. Have you guys ever heard of HIIT training, H-I-I-T, high intensity interval training? It's a type of cardio where you start really slow kida for like 30 seconds to a minute, then you go as fast as you can for an interval of time, then you stop, and then you go as fast as you can, and you stop, so on and so forth. It makes your heart rate shoot up, then you recover, then it shoots up again. It's very uncomfortable. Usually, يعني تتعمل after a workout, and the يعني الواحد بيطلع منها خلاص مش شايف قدام. But what happens, and although it's uncomfortable, the cardiovascular system grows a lot stronger. And some seasons of life feel like spiritual HIIT training. Problems, recovery. Problems, recovery. Problems, recovery. هقول لكم يعني بالطريقه اللي نفهمها, ندخل على يعني نخلص من بلوى ندخل على بعدها, صح؟ نخلص من مصيبه ندخل في بعدها. That's the proper term, صح؟ مصيبه بلوى كله ده same. طيب, So what's the goal here? The goal isn't simply surviving the hardship, but it's developing a heart that recovers differently. Yani, the goal hina, when these hard times happen, it's not about surviving it, but rather, how do I develop my heart so that it recovers differently? So before, it's going to look like what? Yani, مثلاً, one comment could ruin my entire week. One disagreement can destroy an entire relationship. One disappointment can make me question God. When I lose control, I panic. But what is the result of this HIT training? I pray and I recover. I forgive and I recover. I go through something very disappointing, but I say, hey, God knows what he's doing. My attitude now changes from questioning God to saying, I know that God knows what he's doing. I'm going to be okay. And then when I lose control, I surrender. You see the difference? With exercise, though, what happens if you're exercising every single day, but we're eating trash? ولكن نعملنا أي حاجة, right? With exercise, we also have to eat well. So what is بقى, in this sense, يعني for the analogy, the food that we need to have? This is what we're going to talk about. So if I'm feeding myself something not healthy, something unhealthy is going to come out. So if anger, then anger is going to come out. If comparison, jealousy is going to come out. Gossip, judgment comes out, right? As we talked about, lust, impurity comes out. But what if I'm feeding myself scripture? Then what is going to come out? Whenever I have to speak or I have to think, what is going to come to my mind? Scripture comes out. When my life is filled with prayer, when I'm constantly nurtured by the word of God, and I'm filled with being able to speak to God, and my prayer kida is full, not just an empty routine, peace comes out. I was talking to a father kida recently, that's yani, a friend of mine, kuna bnatammin ala baad, and yani, telling him, like, how are things going? And I was curious kida about kida, yani, what his daily routine is like, and he said something. He goes, the day that I don't yani, have enough time with God in the morning, I feel like it's a day that's going to be very chaotic. It's not going to have any peace. Even if I prayed. Something very deep to think about. This means that even yani, if I say I'm praying and I'm doing my spiritual canon, but I'm doing it without any kind of depth, that there's still a risk here. If it's about true prayer, will make a peace come out. If I live a life of thanksgiving, contentment comes out. Rida, contentment. Sometimes you'll see people that have everything financially, but are not happy for 1 minute. And you have somebody who is struggling every moment of their life financially, and they don't know if they're gonna, and you're living check to check, and they're super happy and super content, and yeah, and you're living life to the fullest, and their kids the same way. Fina Buna Lazarus, the one who was praying yesterday, yani, one of the things, yani, I don't know if you knew this about him or not, but his church was built yani on, or yani, his service revolves around the homeless. So like a big chunk of his congregation, the majority are homeless, yani, from what I understand. And he talks about like, yani, if you've seen some of his videos, kida, and you see how he speaks about kida, the peace that these people have more than a lot of rich people. But how? It's people that don't even have, yani, مشانقول مثلا, that they have enough just for the week or for the day. So people that don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But they live a life of thanksgiving. I remember actually, when I first got ordained, after I came back from the monastery, and I was ordained in September, and then, so I came back to the October, November is Thanksgiving. And the youth kid love to do, yani, at Archangel, this thing where they make sandwiches and yani, go to downtown. But I went with them to hand out sandwiches. It was a very, very interesting experience. First of all, yani, the homeless people, when they saw me, the first thing they said, the Pope! But they were asking about prayers, but pray for me. And then you pray for someone, and then the next person, I want the same blessing. Yani, everybody, they come, they left the sandwich, they want to pray. The second thing, that was a big shock. We handed out like to everybody that was around, and we had a lot left over. For this homeless guy that didn't know what was going on came. And yani he came, and so we wanted to, خلاص احنا, we had finished everything and we had a bunch of extras. So we're like, okay, take the rest. You know what this guy's response was? No, I already had one. Think about that for a second. This is a homeless guy. He doesn't know when his next meal is, and he has this opportunity of having like a box of sandwiches and snacks. No, I already had one. I already got one. They'll give it to someone. No, everybody got one. Thank you so much. Give it to somebody else that you think will need it. This is a homeless person. But sometimes, كده مثلا, think of مثلا, يعني, the holy 50 days, مثلا, ليلة العيد. I would think about مثلا, if one of our restaurants has like, مثلا, buy 10 burritos, get one free, I'm going to invite 11 friends so that everyone buys a burrito so I can get the second one free. It's amazing, right? The life of contentment. Where does this come from? Comes from Thanksgiving. If I have Christ in my heart, then Christ comes out in every situation. I'm going to leave you with an acronym, CARDIO. And for each one of these, kida, is a lesson for us to start with today in order to guard our hearts from the things we spoke about and to keep a healthy heart. So C is going to be for check, A is avoid, R is raise, D, detox, I, intake, O, obey, okay? And I'm going to ask you to pay attention for each one of these. So C, we said, is check your heart. For me to guard my heart, I first have to check my heart. Don't only examine your actions, but ask what's happening inside of me. Why am I angry? Why am I jealous? Or why am I in need of control? A very nice verse for this is Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Check my heart. And actually, because we are in the season of St. Mary, we can actually really relate this to St. Mary. St. Mary knew exactly what was in her heart every moment of her life from her childhood. So we said C is check your heart. A, avoid. Avoid what clogs it. You don't need to expose yourself to everything. Some accounts need to be unfollowed. Some conversations need to end. Some conversations need to end. And the unfollow button, saddauni, it's very close to the follow button. Yani, it's not very hard. You just have to look at it and press unfollow. And that's it. So C, check your heart. A, avoid what clogs it. R, raise your heart to God. Prayer redirects the heart. When anger, anxiety, temptation, or jealousy rises, deliberately turn it toward God. Deliberately turn it toward God. You know, we sometimes kida yani go through the liturgy and we speed past the part kida, we don't think about it sometimes. In the anaphora, Abuna will say what will he say? Lift up your, have you ever thought about that? Lift up your heart, hina a yani. Are we lifting our hearts, yani? Benamil dumbbell presses? No. Lifting our hearts is a raising our heart to God. We are about to enter the holiest moment of the liturgy, raising our heart to God. So we said, what was the C? Check your heart. What was the A? Avoid what clogs. R? Raise your heart to God. Did St. Mary do these things? St. Mary was very careful to avoid anything that is toxic. She raised her heart to God all the time. We see that the moment that the Annunciation happened, what was she doing? Praying and serving, praying. D, detox regularly. Repentance and confession are essential. And by the way, there is no such thing as confession without repentance, and there's no such thing as repentance without confession. Repentance is complete through confession, and confession can only be valid if I am repenting. Does that make sense? معايا؟ تلخبطين؟ تمام؟ تمام. It's essential. It's essential, which means that it's not just something that's done once. It's not something that I stop when I feel that, sometimes we have these moments, how am I going to go tell my father of confession exactly what I told him 2 weeks ago? There's a saint, kida, by the name of Saint Moses the Strong. We know him very well, right? At Archangel, we love Saint Moses the Black. We love him. Saint Moses, in one night, went to his father of confession 18 times, I think it was, in one night. He was called the strong because of that, not because he was able to overtake anybody. Khalas, he was strong in his repentance. Repentance and confession are essential. Angry, we need to deal with it. I need to confess it. Am I jealous? I need to confess it. Am I being fought with lustful thoughts, lustful actions? I need to expose it. Bitterness. Sometimes we don't know how to confess when we are bitter towards somebody, because we define it inside of us that we are putting a boundary, but actually inside of us we're resenting. So I recommend that in order for us to detox properly, for our hearts to be healthy, to guard our hearts, that even when I'm feeling negative towards anything or anybody, to get the guidance of my father of confession, so I understand through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, where is this thought taking? Detox regularly. The I, intake what is healthy. Let's review real quick. What was the C? Check your heart. What was the A? Avoid what? The R?
Raise your heart
to God. D, detox regularly. I, intake what is healthy. Don't only remove bad things, but replace them. Yani I go and confess مثلا, that I'm wasting my time with social media. But replace it back. Scripture, prayer, praise, service, healthy friendships, thanksgiving. What's one way that we can show thanksgiving kid in action? Huh? It's something that happens Saturday night, kid. بعد العشية. تسبحة. It's all hymns for 2 hours, all about giving thanks to God. And then the O is what? Obey even when uncomfortable. Obey even when uncomfortable. Obedience, submission, forgiveness, and letting go of control all train the heart. This is the exercise for the heart. This is the exercise for the heart. Saddauni, sometimes kida, we take for granted yani how truly kida submission and forgiveness and obedience and just letting go of control can be so good kida for the heart, and it helps me to focus on my yani on my struggle. Not what I want, Lord, but what you want. What was the C? Check your heart. What was the A? Avoid what clogs. What was the R? Raise your heart. What was the D? Detox regularly. I? And take what is healthy. The O? Obey even when uncomfortable. May the Lord give us that we always live a life where we guard our hearts from everything that might harm it and from anything that might clog it. That we may always live a life, kida, with a heart focused on God and a life filled with purity, as Saint Mary lived her life like this. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.